Sharon Raggio, thanks very much for joining me. KDNK received a press release from MindSpring's Health Monday evening, sort of talking about what happened in Las Vegas. 59 people were killed and more than 500 people were injured by a gunman. And it's sort of a statement from MindSpring's Health talking about how to offer community support. And I'm curious because, you know, of course, this didn't happen here. It happened in Las Vegas. Talk about how a national trauma is manifested in places where the trauma does not occur.
Sure, it absolutely impacts people where the trauma did not occur because we've all experienced trauma of some sort. And hearing about a trauma that's in your state, you know, just right next door, it's close to us in geography, for many people it will be reminiscent of the Aurora Theater shooting, of the Columbine School shooting, or of other traumas or sadness or sudden loss that people have experienced in their own lives. We humans, we tend to resonate with each other. We're emotionally connected. And when somebody experiences something traumatic, we often resonate with our own personal experience, whatever it might be. So it absolutely impacts us, even though this tragic shooting occurred in another state.
In this release, it says to protect yourself and your loved ones, particularly children and adolescents, from the overwhelming broadcast and social media coverage that will be sure to dominate over the next few days. And I'm thinking, why? Don't we need to know what's going on?
For some people, it will be tempting, and it's easy to fall susceptible to, you know, really watching 24/7 and being on your phone or on Twitter or on whatever application you might use to get the latest, greatest of how many people have died from this tragedy. What do we know about the shooter? And just really following it to a degree that can be actually hurtful to the individual. It's important to be informed. Absolutely, it's important to be informed. But sometimes if you're following it too closely or following it almost obsessively, it can have a different effect and really, again, help to re-trigger trauma that any of us might have experienced.
This release says that talking is important. How would you reassure a child or a teen? What do we say to kids about something like this?
I think we say to kids that our world is complex. And sometimes bad things do happen to good people. And it's not about whether you're good or bad. It's about living the best life you can, and it's about knowing that you're loved. And I would hope parents would give that message to their children and reassure their child that the world sometimes can be a scary place. But the counterbalance to that is the strength of the family, the strength of friendship, the strength of those who we care about and who care about us.
Well, some officials have called this an act of domestic terrorism. How do you talk to kids and teens about domestic terrorism?
Oh, goodness. Domestic terrorism is a big word, and certainly depending on the age of your child, calling it domestic terrorism may or may not be appropriate. Certainly for younger children, again, just saying that the world is a scary place sometimes. And the counterbalance to that is that you surround yourself with people who you care about. You care about other people. And that's how we get through this life.
I like that, surrounding yourself with people you care about. That's so important, isn't it?
It really is important. You know, life can be hard. All of us have had difficulties in life at different periods of time. And sometimes an event like this may really help a person feel like they're even more out of control of what happens to them or doesn't happen to them in their own life, in their own environment. And there's just things we cannot control in life. We cannot always control our environment. And what helps us get through it is truly the care and compassion that we also share. It's that bond that we also share with other people on this planet, with the people you care about.
Is this the time for lawmakers on a state level, on a federal level, to talk about gun control?
Well, I think our lawmakers are talking about gun control. I think that's been a topic of national debate. I think it's a conversation that's continuing. I don't think it's a conversation that's resolved at all. And to relate the issues of gun control and policy to this event at this moment in time might be a little premature because there's still a lot we don't know about it.
MindSprings is offering its mental health crisis line and a statewide hotline. Could you talk about that?
Yes. MindSprings has operated a crisis line for years, and it is manned 24/7 and answered by a clinician. The state also has a hotline that they have stood up in the last couple of years, and it is also manned 24/7 and answered by a clinician. Additionally, the state has a text line, and you can also speak with someone over text by using the state line as well.
Well, Sharon Raggio, CEO of MindSprings Health, thanks very much for taking the time to talk with me.
Thanks so much, Amy.